From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA has expanded quarantine areas for citrus greening in California, Texas, and Louisiana after the disease was detected in multiple locations. ThePacker.com reports the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service added Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties, along with three counties in Texas and two parishes in Louisiana. The California Department of Food and Ag, along with those in Texas and Louisiana, and the citrus industry are cooperating with APHIS on the new quarantine areas. President Trump has ordered federal agencies to shift course on relieving some oil refineries of requirements to use biofuels such as corn-based ethanol. According to AgWeb.com, Trump and top cabinet leaders decided last week they wouldn't make changes to waivers allowing small refineries to ignore the mandates, but agreed to start boosting biofuel blending quotas to make up for expected exemptions. The decision was reached after a flurry of White House meetings dividing two of Trump's top constituencies, rural Americans, and the oil industry. The National Pork Producers Council is celebrating the U.S. trade agreement with Japan that will place it back on a level playing field with international competitors in one of its most important export markets. The agreement was announced at the G7 summit. U.S. pork is highly dependent on exports, shipping more than 25% of its total production to foreign markets. Other trade priorities include ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.